Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football back out on the practice field tomorrow. Then it's another week of spring practice, and it's done. We've got wide receiver C.J. Johnson joining us here on the program. C.J., good to have you back on. I tell you, a week left of spring football after tomorrow. What is that? Feel pretty good to know there's just a week left?
Yeah, I mean, spring ball has been going great. It's a grind, but you know, the spring game's coming up, and I couldn't be more excited.
Have you been one of the ones that's been battling some of this flu that's been going around? I mean, it's been kind of running rampant through you guys, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Actually, two of my roommates had it, and we just kind of kept them quarantined in their rooms while they were fighting, and we just kept taking, like, vitamin C boosters and all this kind of stuff to just try to stay away from it, because I'm trying everything not to get sick.
Okay, if you had to be one of those quarantined, what would you be doing in your room? You know, playing a lot of video games, homework. What's the first thing on the list if you're that sick and you can't get out of the bed?
I'm probably just watching Netflix. Big fan of Breaking Bad. So I would definitely finish that if I was quarantined.
I haven't gotten into that show. You got to try and sell me on Breaking Bad. Why should I watch Breaking Bad?
It's definitely one of the most unique shows I've ever seen. It's a school teacher who becomes a meth dealer. It's crazy. I don't want to get into too much detail because it's a little adultish, but it's definitely worth the watch.
Oh, it's our show is adultish, man, so don't get, our hard-hitting question yesterday, I'm going to ask you this and get your opinion. This is our hard-hitting question. Is an animal cracker indeed a cracker, or is it a cookie?
I would say it's a cookie, actually.
Why? I say it's a cookie because it's sweet. It's got a sweet taste to it. But it's actually,
if you look at, like, saltines and other crackers, they're nothing like animal crackers.
I agree. I'm with you. But it is actually a cracker, by the way, because of the way it's made. I was shocked. That was our hard-hitting question. That's what our show is about most times. I'm teasing. Not all the time. I'm just teasing.
I love it.
C.J. Johnson joining us here on the Sports Zone. How important has this spring been to you guys as a wide receiver group? You know, not only knowing Josh is back, but you know, you guys are now the new crop of receivers coming in. And I know you had some quality games last year and had some big catches, but now you're going to be looked upon to be one of the go-to guys. What's this spring meant like for you guys?
It's meant a lot. We're just trying to show people that we're not going to take a step back, and we've been working hard, all of us. James has been looking really well, so has AC, and we're just trying to show that, you know, I know Jake and TG got majority of the catches, and, I mean, they were great players. They deserved everything they got. But we're trying to show that without them that we can move forward and we don't have to rely on those two.
What can you take out of your experiences last year, having some of those meaningful grabs, and move them and help guys along the way this year to get involved in games?
Well, you know, it definitely helps because I'm not I've experienced some big-time games, bigger than I thought I experienced in my first year. So hopefully I don't have a step back going into our first game, especially against a team like Iowa. And I think my experience, I could help out, you know, some of the younger guys who haven't played very much, and help them, you know, calm their nerves during games, and just, you know, tell them to focus on what they learned through spring ball and the summer coming up, and just take it into the games.
So I'm going to take you back to December after the season, after the bowl game. And the news about Josh Allen, you know, and his stock rising for the NFL draft and all that was coming up. Nerves? What was going through your mind when all that stuff was going on about Josh and flirting with the NFL?
I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous. I was sitting at home, and I would just be scrolling through social media, and all of a sudden I'd see a new post about how Josh is going to be a top 5 pick, and I was like, oh, geez, like, this is just feeling his opportunity to leave. And then, you know, he said he was he was 90% about to leave, and then he decided, you know, he needed to stay one more year, and I was like, oh, thank God, because
okay.
that could benefit us all.
Yeah, it could, having that experience back and you know, getting that extra year, and I think it'll benefit Josh as well going in, mm-hmm. you know, going into his junior season. So you hear the news, and I don't know if you read the quote when he was telling Coach Bull he was coming back. He said, "Now let's go win a Fiesta Bowl." When you saw that quote or first heard that, what was going through your mind about you know, expectations and whatnot that are in his mind?
Oh, I'm right there with him. I remember when I came back, and I was talking to Coach Grant, and I was like, I don't want to settle for anything other than a New Year's Day bowl game. Like, I'm shooting for sky's the limit, and I think with Josh or in our team, you know, our defense and everything, we definitely have a great opportunity to do that. We even had an opportunity to do that last year, but we just had a few bumps in the road. But, yeah, I'm excited for what this next season holds.
Do you think you can set expectations too high and then the disappointment comes in, or is that just what you have, the risk you run when you do set expectations high?
Yeah, I think, you know, we didn't really even have our expectations too high for last year. We thought we were going to be a really good team, and then all of a sudden we found ourselves in the Mountain West Championship. But I believe, you know, now that we see what we can do, we can set our expectations, I mean, as high as we want. I might think that, college football playoffs might be a little too high, but something like the Fiesta Bowl, I think, could totally be attainable.
CJ Johnson joining us here in the Sports Zone. And plus, you know, you got to have a schedule. If you're going to do it, you got to have a schedule that lines up as well. And having two Power 5 programs sitting there in Iowa and Oregon, Iowa has been beaten before at home. North Dakota State got them last year. And then mm-hmm. you get Oregon at home. I mean, that's two high-profile games right there for you guys early on in the season to give you some confidence, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better to look forward to is going in there and slaying some two big name teams. And you know, like last year we played Nebraska and we hung right there with them. And this year I don't doubt that we won't go do the same thing against those other schools.
So what was some of your – what would you say if you had to rank maybe the top four or five biggest moments for you last year? Because I'll rattle some up. You got to go back home and play at Nebraska and you had mm-hmm. you got to play there. You played in a championship game. You played in a bowl game. You had big catches. You upset Boise State. What if you had to rank a few of those moments? What would they be for you?
Well, I probably would put the Nebraska game at 5.
Yeah.
At 4, I'd probably put the Boise game at 3. I would put the bowl game.
Yeah.
And then 2, I would put the Mountain West Championship. And then 1, I just have to put our first game against San Diego State. I was, I couldn't imagine catching the game-winning touchdown in that.
That was huge right there. That was something else. And I totally forgot about, you know, the bronze boot, which to fans, I might get ruined for that one. Taking the bronze boot back from CSU's got to be up there, I'm guessing.
That one was awesome. Watching them all, it only being Wyoming people at the end of the game, It was fun.
CJ Johnson joining us here in the Sports Zone. So you kind of talked about expectations. What do you want to see from yourself year one now to year two, your sophomore year as a Wyoming Cowboy? What kind of things are you working on? What do you want to accomplish? You know, I know it's a team game, but how do you want to see yourself improve, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I want to show people that I'm not just some one-year bust and that I could actually step up into a leader role, and I want to, you know, make a, you know, be that go-to playmaker. And so that, and I know James wants to do that too, and I believe that we could both be that people. We could be some kind of dynamic duo, but I think that, you know, I want to, you know, show that we, you know, we're not going to take any steps back and that people can rely on us just like they relied on those two receivers last year.
Awesome stuff. CJ, always good to catch up with you. We'll get you back to Breaking Bad, all right, and catch up with that. I'm TZ. Hey, man, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much, man.
You too. Yeah, no problem.